Diabetes Insights, Breakthroughs and Innovators. The EASD TV podcast from the annual meeting of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes.
You're watching EASD TV and I am delighted to have with us Elisa DeFranco. Elisa has been given the signal honour of being this year's Minkowski Lecture Award. So firstly, congratulations. It's a wonderful thing to have happened in your career. And just tell me, in a sentence, your main area of research. Minkowski, of course, being a research award prize.
Well, first, thank you so much. So my focus of research is identifying the genetic causes of a rare type of diabetes that is diagnosed in babies under the age of 6 months. And the idea is that identifying these genes can give us insights into beta cell biology.
Now, it will not surprise anyone to know that you are based with Andrew Hattersley's group in Exeter in the UK, although, of course, you are Italian. Why were you drawn to this area in the first place?
Well, my main interest when I was in university studying biotechnologies was genetics. So I really wanted to work in an area where I could identify genetic causes of rare diseases. And I think what was really driving me was the idea of making an impact on people's lives. And when I was lucky enough to do a PhD in Exeter with Andrew Hattersley and Sean Ellard studying neonatal diabetes. And that's where I absolutely fell in love with this area of research. And in many ways, I think neonatal diabetes is the perfect disease for a geneticist to study. There is just so much that we can discover and understand from studying this disease.
So let's just remind people a moment that you can have several babies in a neonatal intensive care unit. They all appear to have diabetes, but actually when you look at the genetic causes, they have different reasons for their diabetes and they need to be treated in different ways.
Yes, and that's really the challenge with neonatal diabetes, that is both clinically heterogeneous, but also genetically very heterogeneous. So we now know of over 40 different genes that when there are DNA changes can cause a diabetes in a baby under the age of 6 months. And there are some genetic causes like activating mutations in the potassium channel genes that mean that these patients don't need insulin injections, but actually would do much better on sulfonylurea tablets. And that's why genetic testing is so important in these babies, because it can mean a change in their treatment, but also it helps their clinicians to manage the condition.
Now, I'm going to help you blow your own trumpet, because I know that you're a very modest person. But of the genes or the variants that are known to cause neonatal diabetes, how many have been discovered by you?
Well, I've been in the field now for over 10 years, and I used to keep count. I think I don't anymore. Probably I would say between 10 and 15, but obviously Exeter is the perfect place to do this research, and I work in an amazing team, so it's not just me, definitely.
Ever modest. She's ever modest. So it is a bit like putting a jigsaw puzzle together. And in fact, that's the title of your Minkowski, isn't it?
Indeed, yeah. And that's... apologies. That's part of the... But in a way, the fun with this type of research, but with every patient that has been diagnosed before the age of 6 months, we know there is a really strong chance that they have a single DNA change that is causing their disease. And now with amazing technologies like genome sequencing, we know that the answer is somewhere in their genes, and we need just to find that needle in a haystack that can provide the answer for their disease. And that's obviously amazingly important for the families, and it can give us insights into type 1 and type 2 diabetes as well.
Yes, tell us about some of those insights, because, of course, it's what you've done has provided a diagnostic service for babies with neonatal diabetes, but it's also provided insight in, as you say, into the mechanisms of diabetes. So tell us a bit more about how your research has illuminated diabetes itself.
Yeah, so I think probably the biggest changes for our type of research was the introduction of technologies like next generation sequencing. That meant that we could look for the genetic causes in these babies and being just driven by the genetics. So before we were looking at candidate genes, so we had to know something about what the gene did before choosing to test it. And then,
so if I can put that in more lay language for those of you who are not familiar with genetics, you were thinking, well, this gene, we know that this gene does this thing. So therefore, chances are that if something's going wrong, it'll be somewhere in this gene.
Exactly. So we would be relying on the amazing work done by our cell biologist colleagues and in mouse models, spend lots of time looking at the literature and then pick a gene that somebody said, oh, look, this is really important for the beta cells, and then go and sequence it in our patients to see whether mutations in the gene did indeed cause the disease in humans. Then with next-generation sequencing, it meant we could test all of the genes. We didn't need to cherry-pick which one to test anymore. So we could just look at the genetics and let the genetics tell us where the mutations were. And this, I think, has resulted in an absolute change in really the role of gene discovery, because it led us to identifying genes like ZNF808, that is a recently evolved gene that nobody knew was in any way related to pancreas or diabetes, has been essential for human development. And we found that because we found the mutations in these genes in people born without a pancreas. And this could be done really just with this technology and with access to the patients that we have in Exeter.
So it's opened up a complete voyage of discovery.
Absolutely. So I think, as I said, it really changed the role of gene discovery. I felt like before identifying the mutations in a gene that was already known to be important for beta cells was confirming its role in humans. While now gene discovery sometimes is the very first step, we identify this gene and we say, this is causing a developmental disease in humans. Now let's go and find out what it does in a human pancreas.
And have you got a particularly good example of that, that you're going to put in your Minkowski lecture?
Yes. So as I mentioned, ZNF808, I think it's the most recent example, but also I think a really strong one, because the fact that it's such a recently evolved gene is extremely unusual and unexpected in diabetes. But also we found that even in genetics in general, there weren't any other examples of a gene that has evolved recently that is essential for the development of a whole organ. But I also have in my lecture an unpublished example of a gene that is very important for mitochondrial function that we have now found is important for neonatal diabetes. But also, I think candidate genes and genes that have been known for a long time to be important still have a role to play, and I'll mention those in my talk as well.
Now, just moving slightly away from your Minkowski lecture, I know that Exeter is a centre for the entire world, isn't it? So how many samples do you get sent?
So I've actually counted them recently, obviously not one by one, but so we've received 3,449 samples from people with neonatal diabetes from 114 different countries as counted to July 2024, which, considering that neonatal diabetes has an incidence of 1 in 100,000, it's really I think an astonishing result for everyone who's worked in Exeter for this, and a huge asset for our research. We couldn't do it without the patients.
It's fantastic. So now you know, first of all, you have to listen to the Minkowski lecture. I've often heard Elisa speak. She is fantastic. And the second thing is that there is this extraordinary centre based in Exeter. And if you have a baby with neonatal diabetes, Exeter will help you out in identifying it. And who knows, it may also open yet another window into the mechanisms of diabetes. Elisa, congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
Stay with us on EASD TV.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes. We hope you enjoyed today's insights. If you did, go ahead and hit subscribe, and you'll always stay up to date with the latest in diabetes research and discoveries. And if you'd like to dive deeper, you can find plenty more information at easd.org.